Thank you. So let me first explain my areas of expertise so that I can set some expectations. I have experience in exchange. I have very good experience and knowledge of open specifications, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow on open specification track. And I'm also working with Graph APIs as well, specifically for Exchange. So on this presentation, I'm going to continue on Graph APIs. But as you can see from the title, most of it is going to be demonstration. Here's an agenda which I'm going to follow. I will talk a little bit about Office Graph APIs, but I think Pui covered a lot, so I will just touch very few points there. And then I will introduce our sample meeting manager application, talk about API calls for meetings, contacts, and emails, and then do a demonstration. So how to use Graph APIs, briefly. First, you register your application. It's all about applications, right? It's all about, it's not that you use UI to push it, to call that. This is API. So you register your application, and in the end of this process, you will get client ID and redirect URI. Then you use OAuth for authentication. OAuth will give you access token to resources that your application is allowed to use. The restriction is actually enforced by user, sort of. Once you have this access token, you can use it in your calls to the service. And you can get resource, you can call resource URLs using normal HTTP operations. What's important about Graph is that we use single endpoint, graph.microsoft.com, and through that you have access to resources, and Bui talked about it already. But let me be a little bit, dig into more details about what's in this URL. First is version, which we already used and changed, and you see why it is. Today we have version 1.0 and beta. And that defines schemas, it defines metadata, it defines commands that are available to user. Obviously version 1.0 is stable and beta is in total constant change. Usually features in beta then move to version to next official version. I don't know what it's going to be. After version, you specify resource, and resource can be segments that define users, groups, device, organization. Important is alias me, which represent currently signed in user. And resources belonging to users are accessed through paths like me, events, me, drive, me, messages, and so on. There is also alias my organization, I just need to mention, but it's rarely used. What data query parameters is the way for you to filter the server response. So we use OData in our APIs to almost everywhere in our calls. Summary of no common events are available, and I have a resource slide which shows those links as well. Sample meeting manager application. It's developed by our team. And the reason for development was to have some real working application. And in fact, while we were developing it, we also gained experience like how to really use the APIs. It can be used as starting point or set of building blocks. Available on GitHub. It's available now. You can go there and get sources. And it has sample code for two platforms, for Android and for Universal Windows platform. So there you will find two different solutions. What's important for this application is that it has extensive logging, especially Windows version of application. It has very extensive logging, and I will show it heavily in my demonstration. We found it very useful, very handy, and hope you will find it useful for you if you want different way of understanding of APIs and how to build with them. So let me talk about calls for meeting and events. I will also talk about contacts and email. Calendar. Calendar is an interesting entity. It has events. And some of those events are recurrent events. So if you will ask for, if you open your calendar in Outlook or Office Online, recurrent meetings will show up. But the event itself that represents recurrent meeting can be in your calendar, can be put in your calendar a long time ago. So if you ask for events, you will not get everything that actually present in your calendar today. You will get just events. And Outlook, for example, is doing a recursion expansion, which is extremely complex operation, because there are exceptions to the series. Graph APIs give you calendar view. This is the view in your calendar for a given period of time, the period that you specify. And all this extension, expansion of series of the meeting, of recurrent meetings, all exceptions are being taken care of. So I will show you how to use both. Our application uses both of them. So you can query meetings for selected date. And you can see that we're using calendar view. And you can get description of event where you just specify event ID and get slightly different representation. You can accept decline invitation and you can send new invite users and send new invitation using these APIs. Address book, there are actually two entities that deal with address book and contacts. There is address book, which is Active Directory, and there is contacts, which is there is contact folder, and you maintain contacts there. There are two different things. Contacts belong to your mailbox, and users belong to your organization. And you can query either one of them in a slightly different way. And the application can actually do both. And it shows how to do this. And what's interesting, we will use query first 10 contacts. And for contacts, we can actually get user photo as well if it exists. There's a bunch of other things, but yeah. For email, this particular application, I'm talking about just what's here, because the application is more, it's mostly about calendar, but of course calendar doesn't work without email. So you can call reply to or forward, like respond to, to meeting. And what application is doing, it is trying to find the event, the meeting, the corresponding event meeting in your mailbox. And if it's found, then it's using create reply, create reply or create forward, depending on actions that you required, and creates draft message. When so draft message is created in draft folder, obviously. Then when the user works on this message, do some modifications, and click send, the application updates created message using patch. And then it sends it. So I will show you how it's being done as well. So here's our meeting manager application. I have a tendency to lose mouse, so I apologize for this. Let's get started. And I'm going to click pop-up window, which just lock window. I will use it later to show you the log in more details. So what you see here in the screen, on the screen, is a dialog which is actually provided by Office 365. It's not created by application. It's not. It's just a frame. In fact, application doesn't know what's there, doesn't have access to it, which is important. So if I press here, I did authentication, but password that I entered, application didn't see it. That all happened between this frame in Office 365. So it acts like a browser. And that is very important concept of OAuth. I have Lightning talk tomorrow about OAuth if you want to learn more about it. But in general, we hide user credentials from applications. We only give certain rights to access information. That's it. Let me go to this. So a few things happened. First, you can see that we navigated to logon.microsoft.com. And that is what displayed this screen. This is where credentials were entered. Through magic of Office 365 and redirect UIs, application receives authorization code. This is this. You can try to remember at least beginning, because it will be used in next call. So you get an authorization code. Then we posted requesting a token, OAuth token. You see the same code. We succeeded in this. So application is registered, Office 365 knows what it is, and it knows its rights. It knows what rights it's given to information. And look, here's access token. This is what we will use to access resources in each subsequent call. Access token expires, and it expires quite often. I mean, it expires every hour. So application has a special logic to use refresh token, which we also got, and request new access token. But that's all I want to mention about this logic so far. Most important that you can see here the scope of access. We can read and write to calendars, to contacts, read mail, write mail, and send mail. Mail has very special right to send mail. So organizations are usually very nervous about giving send as write to some random applications because you can impersonate users. So this is special write that was granted to this application earlier. And we can impersonate user. So now when we have access token, we actually can start using APIs. This is our first call to API. This is a real call to Graph API. As you can see, we use access token in this call, and call is very simple. What was showing you? Just me. We get back me in JSON format. Let's take a look on it. I'll bring it here. This is a response. Let me just put it somewhere here. Okay. Close this. Let's take a look on application. What's going on in UI now? So we have meetings for today's date. And environmental uses our OInterop on Microsoft.com. This is our internal like sort of test environment, which we use. It has very few users. And I specifically kept it very, very, like, content is very, there is very little of content so that you see the substance of what's going on. So it displays the view. This is the view of my calendar for this date. And the way it's coming from is right from this call. It requested calendar view, start date, end date, and of course access token. And this is a response for calendar view. If you look carefully, you will see that we displayed just one day, but requested 3 days of information. Reason being that because of time zones and all this magic, we found that sometimes some meetings created in different time zones doesn't show up like exactly where you want them to be. So we request a little bit wider window of time and then select what needs to be shown, what really belongs to this date. It's only tricky for all-day meetings. So this is why we request a little bit more than we really need. But you will see why I'm telling about why I'm talking about it. So there are several meetings showing up in the response. First one is with subject. Presentation review, and if you recall, it's actually not here. Oops, didn't mean that. So why it's not here? Because it happened yesterday. And no, I'm not kidding, trying to trick you. It actually exists here, the day before. So, next one. Time for lunch break. This is a recurrent meeting. And again, it's in yesterday. So it also didn't show up. But another instance of the same meeting will show up. So here we have all the event, you see all day is true. Dev Days Asia 2016, it shows up. And then we have another instance of lunchtime. This time it's for today. So this is what's displayed in this view. Okay, what's so far I used only calendar view call. Let's take an event. So here I opened event being recurrent meeting appointment. Oops, not this one. I need this one. So ask for events, and this is event ID that I used. I got it from calendar view. And this is a response from the service. In this response, you can see that it is event, and you can see pattern. You can see range, start date and end date. It's for a couple of weeks only. Will show up on your calendar. So this is your event. Let's go back. Let me show you how to create, what's happening when I want to create new meetings and go through contacts and then send this meeting to somebody. Let's do new. And let's, when it will happen today at 5:15, I believe. Okay, and it was going to be half hour, perfect. So let's add user, and I will pick Pui. I can also pick contacts, I have few contacts here. And interesting thing happens here. We actually get photos from the service.
Funny, eh? I just got those pictures this morning.
Let's take a look at the log. Where is the log? Here. So first I asked for users, and we queried top 10. There is a way to page this and keep asking for users if you need more. There is also a way to filter. I should show you how to the filter work, yeah. So anyway, get users, and then let's see the JSON. This is all users in the organization. As I said, I specifically don't have a lot of content. It's not the point of the presentation. There can be tens of thousands of users in this. And Graph API can actually page through them. But when you have a large number of users, you better have some selection going on. Then we asked for count of contacts. There are four. Then we ask for contacts. And let's see the response. There are some contacts here. Again, they're different. The properties for contacts and for users are very different. Let me close this. We ask for photos. Our log doesn't show. So the log shows only successful calls, but it doesn't show the picture. If you want to implement that, you're free to. It's open source. Okay. And if you want to filter, let me just do filter, and let's see what happened in API calls. Here's a call we created. This is OData. So we ask users, but we also ask the service to filter the data. And in response, we have only one. Anyway, let's send this meeting and see what will happen. It looks good. Send. By the way, log is also showing here, and it works the same way here. So this is call to filter, which I canceled. And then I hit send. This is a send. I think it should show this JSON. Yeah. So this is message body. This is all actually it's what was sent, what was submitted to the service. And I think I do have Pui's mailbox opens here. Sorry, Pui. Did you already accept it? Ah, okay. They're ahead of me. They already got it and accepted. Well, I need proof that it gets there. Okay, it's in your. It should be in your calendar, right? Yep. Here it is. This is Pui's calendar. I am organizer accepted by Pui. And let's take a look what it means in Graph API calls. Let me, so again, shows no response, no response, right? Because this is old view. Let me do refresh. Let's take a look again. Pui accepted. How it happened? Just in this call, when we ask for view, we have this meeting somewhere. Hopefully, it's at the very end. Yep. So, it's his status. And there's Pui. Response accepted. And there's one for Michael, which is not accepted, yes. So my point here is that Graph APIs gives you a very powerful way to access very complex data. It's like I'm like playing with it, right? But think what's happening on background and how and what opportunities you have to create some workflow or some applications, or even some great calendar application using these APIs. And it is sort of the same in simplicity, at least we're trying to do it, for other objects. If you compare to other protocols like MAPI or web services or ActiveSync, which you can also do this thing, or this operation there, you will spend much more time just to get started, and it's, the development is much more complex than if you use Graph APIs. This is the beauty of it. Another beauty of it is that it's the same idea, same tokens, and same security for all objects in Office 365, including Active Directory. So if you want to start application development, seriously recommend to look at Graph APIs. It significantly simplifies developers' life. And again, it's just HTTP. If you can make HTTP call, you're good. And this sample doesn't use SDK in any way, shape, or form. It's all going directly through HTTP, well, HTTPS. And of course, we have SDKs for multiple languages, but my point here is that you can use SDK or you can just do it. And the way how it is structured, the way how it's defined, and how it's documented, by the way, let you make it easier for you. At least we hope so. So let me show how to accept and decline invitation works. I have this meeting that I prepared ahead of time without letting Pui know. So anyway, here's a meeting in Pui's mailbox. Oh no, it's not that. Sorry. Let me, something disappeared. Let me get to Pui's calendar. Should be somewhere. I created it somewhere here. Ah, let's create new one. Let's just do new one. Let's take a look on this one. Here it is. So this meeting is prepared. It's in Pui's mailbox, Pui's calendar. It's just not sent to me. So I'm invited. This is an Outlook. So I send it. I don't know what's going on. So it's in tomorrow's date. We'll go back to UI. Tomorrow. And it should show up. Okay, here it is. So this is a meeting that just arrived. And it just shows up in calendar view. That's it. I don't have notifications that it arrived. It just shows up there. And then I can do accept, edit response. So there's a post with acceptance. And look at the, this is it. This is all you need to do to send acceptance meeting with comment.
Actually, when I first did that, I just couldn't believe that it's that simple.
And finally, let's do reply to event message. Let's pick one. To this, why not? And I will be late because we have presentations happening almost in the same time. So anyway, I'm sending it and I will show you what will happen in. Remember I told you that the process is multi-step. So first we search for event, in this case in inbox. We found it. Then we use this event to create draft message using post. And response is created. Oops. And finally, when I made some changes in this, we do post. Oops. And message is being sent. Oh, this is selection. Yeah, there's no JSON in this. So anyway, this is how it works, and I really encourage you to experiment with this application and try it. Again, it's on GitHub. And it's I think you, it will be useful if you use it as an example or as if you use it as sample as a set of building blocks. So I have some starting points, summary of common requests, and again, a link to meeting manager in GitHub. README file has a lot of information about important details about development with about this application. Some more details than I covered today, and it also has registration steps in very good details for just in general for applications, but in particular this one. Thank you.